This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. Toll free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Ian.
So let's get back into this story about luxury beliefs and this author making the statement that the upper classes of society, at least here in the West, what we're seeing is that they propagate these ideas that they don't actually follow themselves. While following these ideas is what distinguishes the upper class from the lower class. Maybe not distinguishes. That's an unfair characterization of what he said. But he's saying it's destructive to follow these practices that are being put forward by the upper class, and it's not following these.
And they're hypocrites because they talk about these ideas, but they don't actually put them into practice.
Right.
So, going on here, he said, one of the things, just to recap, he's like, another luxury belief is that religion is irrational or harmful. Members of the upper class are most likely to be atheists or non-religious, but they have the resources and access to thrive without the unifying social edifice of religion. Places of worship are often essential for the social fabric of poor communities. Denigrating the importance of religions harms the poor. While affluent people often find meaning in their work, most Americans do not have the luxury of a profession. They have jobs. They clock in, they clock out. Without a family or community care for, such a job can feel meaningless. Then there's the luxury belief that individual decisions don't matter much compared to random social forces, including luck. This belief is more common among many of my peers at Yale and Cambridge than the kids I grew up with in foster care or the women and men I served with in the military. The key message is that the outcomes of your life are beyond your control. The idea works to the benefit of the upper class and harms ordinary people.
But he suggests that only the upper class people believe that in the first place, and that people who are from lower class backgrounds tend to believe that it's more about hard work than random luck.
He says this belief is more common among many of my peers at Yale and Cambridge. Well, remember, this is them, what they're saying that they believe in. I don't know that.
I think that would just be humility, right?
Do you think upper class people tend to believe that it was just luck that got them there?
I don't think so. No,
that's what
they
he's
tend to
saying.
Say that.
Do
is
they?
He saying that,
I
or
don't
is
know.
He saying that the belief is being stated as more common amongst his friends? I'm not really sure the way he's phrased this particular one. He says than the kids he grew up with in foster care or the women and men I served with in the military.
Either way, it's luck may or may not even be a thing that exists, but hard work is certainly beneficial to an individual.
And I would say that a lot of people, like, so you think about this, right? On the left, you know, people who are wealthy, they're like, you know, you didn't build that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not in your control. You didn't hard work. You know, it is becoming right, a common,
that was awesome.
a common belief now, right, of the elites that it's this, you know, hard work doesn't do anything, right? Isn't it? I mean, I think that's true on the right as well.
I mean, keep in mind, I'm from Mississippi, which is extremely religious, and I've seen people, family members, post about, oh, I did all of this and all this. I'm so grateful that God gave me this job. God didn't get you that job. And what they're doing there is pointing to an external force over which they have no control, rather than claiming credit for you know, being rewarded for their hard work.
Like you made the luck, right? Like you go out there and you do the work and you create opportunities, or opportunities come up based on the things that you've done.
Yeah.
You know?
And you see, the way you bring that up is again, why I don't necessarily agree with this article on its face, because I've seen this before, right? And especially with, you know, obviously...
When you say you've seen this before, what do you
mean? This type of, like, manipulative belief. One of the places, not to bring up this, but one of the places that this has been very loudly professed recently, that I've heard, one of the people I've heard most loudly professing this kind of a belief system, is Christopher Cantwell. Right? So, you know, and
who may or may not have a thing for trans people. It's unclear.
Hold on. Now, let me see if I'm going to, let me guess at what you're going to say here about Cantwell, former host here on Free Talk Live. For listeners that don't know, he kind of made a name for himself recently in recent years by becoming a Nazi, which is, you know, one of the reasons why we got rid of him, because he turned out to be a racist. Cantwell, are you going to say, holds the belief that drugs are bad, but also does drugs?
Yeah, of course. Well, that would be kind of an example of luxury belief, but Cantwell is also somebody who's like trying to say that the elites are trying to destroy the social structure of the country there, right? So they're
he's
trying
not
to
married.
Say
he doesn't have a white wife, he doesn't have any white children, right?
But
no, he has no children.
But he is also So it is. It's funny. It's almost the exact thing that this article is saying is what Cantwell is saying in the form of a luxury belief, right? Like, it's kind of interesting because, this whole, like, it's only the elite are trying to destroy family structure. The elite are trying to destroy religion and there's a culture war and, you know, it's like, it's just, this to me just sounds like a new tactic to try and reintroduce some very old arguments that have been being made for a very long time. And I think of, like, you know, I think of people like Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly. There's a war on religion. There's a war on, and it's like, yeah, really? Is that, you know, like, okay, you know, this is just a new angle on that same kind of thing, and saying it's the elites. It's the elites that are doing this. It's just, but okay. So I still find it really interesting, and I don't totally disagree with everything that's happening here, or that's being said here. I think it's also interesting, this whole view of luck and, religion, and, you know, those are common beliefs amongst a lot of successful people, because they're also common beliefs amongst a lot of intelligent people, right? To not believe in luck and not believe in, you know, and to believe in hard work and to believe means that you're going to make decisions with your life that are rational and focused, and you're not going to go out and say, for example, buy a lottery ticket. One of these, it's the dumbest possible economic decision that you can make.
It is, and it's heartbreaking to see people do it every single day.
Many of whom are not particularly well off.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And so they just, you know, these types of beliefs, the beliefs that you're gonna work hard and you're not going to focus on luck, you're going to focus on making opportunities for yourself, those aren't beliefs that are being preached because they harm the poor. That makes no sense. Wealthy people believe these things because that's the way they got there. It's not because there's some intent to harm people. Now, I will say that I don't totally discount this, because I think that there is also a possibility that there is a class, a generation of people who did get wealthy through hard work, through believing that religion is bad, believing that hard work over luck and some of the other views that this guy covered in terms of thinking, you know, the family values or the families that believing in kind of like libertarian beliefs on top of some of this other stuff, but that the message wasn't passed on in a complete way, and that there are plenty of people out there who like to parrot beliefs and will parrot things without even really understanding the meaning behind them.
Hence the rise of socialism in the West.
Yeah. So I think that there are plenty of people out there that might be parroting things and not actually practicing what they're parroting. And that does not necessarily mean that there's this intent like this luxury belief privilege that's being preached. I don't know.
But if there isn't, then how did that idea make its way to these people parroting it in the first place?
Well, so let me finish this article out here. Let me continue on because there's a little bit more here.
Let's hold off on that for when we get back because it digs into everyone's favorite luxury belief, white privilege.
Yeah,
should be interesting. Bunch of white people are about to sit around and talk about white privilege. You do not want to miss it. 855-450-3733. Let us know what you think. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
What good is living in a free society if you don't live a free life? Are you able to do whatever you really want to do? Being stuck in a job or difficult business? Or being locked into a relationship with a woman you might like, but you're not free to do what you want? I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Talk about whatever is on your mind. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Ian.
And I want to tell you about the Edge Wallet. It's the Edge Wallet I use personally because I've gotten sick of copying down 24-word passphrases, 12-word, 14-words, and trying to restore wallets across new phones, new tablets, my PC. It's just cumbersome and unwieldy, and it's just generally unpleasant. Well, then comes along the Edge Wallet.
They made it easy.
They did. It allows you to continue controlling your funds while accessing your wallet via a username and a password. Obviously, not a simple one, but one that you will remember much more easily than you would 24 freaking words. So
I'd write it down anyway, just to be safe.
Absolutely.
Just to be safe.
At one point, I ended up with a text document full of like six different sets of 24-word passphrases. I was like, I don't know which one of these is which. Yeah, it just became a complete nightmare. So check it out. It's available for both iOS
and you're a
Android.
Tech person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was, and it was still unwieldy.
Imagine how confusing that is for somebody who's brand new to cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah. Excellent point. The Edge Wallet simplifies all of that. In addition, you can, using one installation, have multiple sets of wallet.
That's true.
We're planning Ladies Night Out for ForkFest in 2020, so we have a Ladies Night Out wallet in Edge.
Mm-hmm.
So with the click of a button, I can flip back and forth between my wallet and this wallet that we're all sharing. It's incredibly convenient. You can't do that with Coinami or even the Bitcoin.com wallet. Great though it is, doesn't have that feature, and it's all done with a username and password. So go get it. That's edge.app. If you would like to check it out, it's the best wallet available for mobile devices.
Yeah, it's the one I use more than any other.
Absolutely. Likewise. So, as promised, we're going to talk now about white privilege. What does this author have to say about it?
Sure. So, you know, after the author kind of covers this thing about, talking about the key message of, one of these luxury beliefs being that, it's luck over hard work. He quickly goes on to say that, it's common to see students at prestigious universities work ceaselessly and then downplay the importance of tenacity. They perform an aw shucks routine to suggest that they just got lucky rather than accept credit for their efforts. This message is damaging. If disadvantaged people believe random chance is the key factor for their success, they will be less likely to strive.
Now, he kind of also makes this all sound like some sort of a devious plot. That all of these luxury beliefs that are held by wealthy people are somehow a plot to keep poor people down.
Right. Well, this is part of maybe this white privilege thing. I don't know. He goes on here to say, white privilege is the luxury belief that took me the longest to understand, because I grew up around poor whites. Often, members of the upper class claim that racial disparities stem from inherent advantages held by whites. Yet, Asian Americans are more educated, have higher earnings, and live longer than whites.
I don't think that's an accurate assessment of the white privilege position. I would say they believe the disparities stem from inherited advantages held by whites, but not necessarily inherent, because that's just racist. It's white supremacy by a different name.
Mm.
To say, oh, well, whites have these inherent advantages, that's a simple white supremacy.
There may be members of the upper class who are racist in that way.
I have no doubt there are.
Sure.
Yeah.
We made one president.
So he goes on to say,
yeah, I didn't do that.
I didn't either.
Neither did I, but he goes on to say, yet Asian Americans are more educated, have higher earnings, and live longer than whites. Affluent whites who are the most enthusiastic about the idea of white privilege, yet they are the least likely to incur any costs for promoting that belief. Rather, they believe their social standing, they raise their social standing by talking about their privilege. And this one is one of the ones that I have a hardest time arguing with, too, because I do feel like that is going on a lot.
Yeah, I think that's That's true. It's
that they're like, oh, white privilege is horrible.
I'm so, bad.
Much white privilege. You know, that they're really
just publicly shaming themselves
right,
over this.
Which is and they're then, really trying to actually raise their own status. Mm.
Yeah, I think it's mostly insidious. It's a new version of Manifest Destiny. It's the white savior complex that has been existent in some portion of the white population going back since the, I don't know when.
Virtue signaling.
That's yeah. the word, yeah.
yeah.
It's the same thing that motivated Andrew Jackson to say, oh, we have to go and educate these people of the Philippines, Manifest Destiny, all of that kind of nonsense.
Yeah.
It's, oh, well, the black people, they can't lift themselves up out of poverty.
They need us.
Yeah.
yeah. And then
it's nonsense.
And then that's the most harmful possible thing that could happen is not fostering work and just trying to poorly manage charity. So he says here, in other words, upper class whites gain status by talking about their high status. When laws are enacted to combat white privilege, it won't be the privileged whites who are harmed. Poor whites will bear the brunt.
Well, first of all, I don't know what he's got in mind for laws to combat white privilege, but that sounds pretty scary.
It does.
Yeah. Well,
I would be interested to know what sort of examples he has in mind. He doesn't list any.
Probably, I would guess, things like affirmative action.
Mm-hmm. Reverse okay. racism.
Yeah, reverse racism type laws. He says it's possible that affluent whites don't always agree with their own luxury beliefs, or at least have doubts. Maybe they don't like the ideological fur coat that they're wearing, but if their peers punish them for not sporting it all over town, they will never leave the house without it again. Because, like with diamond rings or designer clothes of old, upper-class people don a luxury belief to separate themselves from the lower class. These beliefs, in turn, produce real, tangible consequences for disadvantaged people, further widening the divide. Just as fashionable clothing will soon be outdated, so will today's fashionable beliefs. In the future, expect the upper class to defame even more values, including ones that they hold dear, in their quest to gain top dog status. Now, so
it's an interesting theory.
I want to say this. So Rob Henderson, right, is Rob K. Henderson, who served in the Air Force, is a PhD candidate at the University of Cambridge, is what the article ends with.
Yeah. He mentions going to Ivy League school.
So I thought it was interesting because he also earlier said that he was adopted. So I just was like, okay, so I want to find out what is this. So he's a PhD candidate for psychology. He's a psychologist. So I looked into this because I was like, this is a really interesting story, and it's talking about philosophical beliefs. It's in the New York Post. This is a rare incidence of somebody who's a little different. So I wanted to see like a little bit more information. So I'm like, what other stories has Rob K. Henderson written for the New York Post? Nothing. He's never really? Written for the New York Post before. This is his first story, and it's really good. So I was like, okay, so who is this guy then? So I look up, apparently he's former writer for the New York Times, and I went to read, and what do you think this guy's background is, besides just the
he's a lefty.
Well, no, actually, he's conservative. He talks about coming to conservatism because he went through the foster care system through multiple different people who parts of his name all come from people who have all abandoned him.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, he became a conservative. So this is like he's basically espousing this in the same exact way that Cantwell would be espousing these type of beliefs. So I just thought it was kind of interesting, you know.
Yeah.
Weird history.
White privilege. Is it real? 855-450-3733.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Even though President Trump says we are nowhere near a recession, he says he's still looking for ways to boost the economy. During a meeting with the leader of Romania, he acknowledged his administration is considering a tax cut to boost the economy.
A lot of people would like to see that, and that very much affects the workers of our country.
The president also said he's calling on the Federal Reserve to slash interest rates by a full percentage point. That amount is one that the Fed would normally only consider during a recession.
We actually are set for a tremendous surge of growth if the Fed would do its job.
A majority of economists predict the U.S. is headed for a recession by the year 2021. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 173, the S&P down 23, and the Nasdaq down 54. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can talk about whatever is on your mind by using the toll-free number at 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Ian.
You know, and for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, places where they can go to find people in their area who are doing liberty-oriented things. Well, we finally have one. It's liberty.menu. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and all sorts of other awesome things. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network to it so that you can connect and share with others. But however, you needn't be aware that use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So go put your voluntary ideas into action at liberty.menu and use the code FTL to get a special badge, because it's not a coupon code or anything like that. There's no cost associated with liberty.menu, but you do get an awesome little badge. So use the code FTL at liberty.menu. So mass shooters are a problem, at least so we're told. It's unclear whether or not police actually kill more people than these random mass shooters. Actually, it's not unclear. Police kill way more people. But putting that aside, Trump's solution, it would seem, according to Reason.com.
I've got the story here.
And Ian, you have it in front of you, is that, you know, we just need to involuntarily confine people against their will.
Yeah, Johnson brought this one in last week. You just didn't get a chance to get to it. And it is an important issue because involuntary psychiatric treatment is a thing. And, you know, basically anybody who wants to can have you committed. I mean, it's already something that's not that hard to do.
Is it everywhere? I mean, that's that was the case in Florida.
Yeah, it's everywhere. In Florida, they're called different things. So in Florida, right. It's called the Baker Act.
Right.
That is not what it's called here. I couldn't tell you what it's called in New Hampshire, but it's, you know, RSA something or other, I suspect.
But it's essentially a law that allows people to go to the police department, I imagine, and say, hey, this person's a threat
danger
to themselves
or others.
And you can
and then
be...
they will put you in a crazy ward for up to 72 hours.
This is appalling.
This is the way things are. And so Trump apparently is proposing that that be made easier, because it seems pretty damn easy right now. Here's a story from Reason.com's Jacob Sullum. The old NRA slogan says, guns don't kill people, people kill people. Yesterday, while responding to the mass shootings that killed 22 people in El Paso and 9 in Dayton over the weekend, Donald Trump offered a dubious variation on that theme. Quote, mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun, he said. Although the president's speech was scripted, that line was illogical as well as ungrammatical. For one thing, I've never heard anyone claim that the gun pulls the trigger.
There is no need for the author here to nitpick that. I think everybody understood what Trump meant.
And I'm not sure, he says, how that would work in a non-cartoon universe. For another, it's plainly not true that, quote, mental illness and hatred, unquote, pull the trigger, or do anything else for that matter. We should not lose sight of the fact that mass murder is volitional behavior, as tempting as it may be to speculate about the killer's motives or mental state. The president offered two theories. Quote, we must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement.
So this is essentially the government having the power to point its finger at someone and say,
you're crazy.
You're crazy. Off to the psychiatric ward you go.
Right.
Until we decide we want to release you.
Yeah, and, you know, how do they determine whether somebody is, quote, mentally disturbed? What is considered to be mentally disturbed? Johnson, off the air, you were pointing out that, you know, we might get rounded up as libertarians.
For being oppositionally defiant.
Which is a thing that they've put in the,
You have a problem with authority, son?
But they put this in that book with all the diseases or whatever. DSM-4.
Yeah. Homosexuality.
Is that in there, too? Oh, they took it out?
Yeah, it was in there in, like, the 50s. It was, you could be involuntarily confined for being homosexual. It continued with being trans until, like, the 80s or the mid-90s.
So, you know, anybody that's cheering this on, if there are Republicans who are cheering this on, they should probably be very, very concerned, because if you give the government, or if the government takes this level of power over making it easier to involuntarily commit somebody, then it's only a matter of time before it's used against you.
Absolutely.
You know?
But, I mean, see, they're picturing it used to own the libtards, right?
Right. Socialists.
Oh, yeah, liberalism is a mental illness is what they love to say. Okay, well, let's pass a law allowing us to point our finger at somebody and call them mentally ill.
Just what we need is re-education camps in the United States, because that's what we'd be talking about.
Oh, well, he's Trump. We would have the best education camps.
So Trump also decried the, quote, racist hate that seems to have inspired the El Paso shooter. In practice, those two explanations may be hard to disentangle. Quote, these are sick people, said Trump's chief of staff, Nick Mulvaney, on ABC News recently. He added that referring to the El Paso shooter, quote, you cannot be a white supremacist and be normal in the head, unquote. Mulvaney thereby demonstrated the malleability of psychiatric diagnoses and the danger of letting them determine who shall be free and who shall be subject to involuntary commitment.
Well, what is normal? You know, I don't think it's normal in the head to be a white supremacist. I don't think it's necessarily dangerously insane. But normal to my experience, certainly not.
It's abnormal for sure.
Being trans, equally abnormal.
But I don't think that people who are abnormal should be locked in a crazy ward.
I agree entirely. I think that using those words in this context of, you know, oh, well, he's mentally ill because they're different. That's ultimately all it is the government having the power to point at people and say, you're different. No, no, we're going to kill you then. Which
No, it's a re-education camp. They're not going to kill you right away.
If you resist the re-education,
then they'll kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, this is what the Chinese government's doing right now to the Uyghurs, the Muslims in northwest China. Mulvaney demonstrated the malleability of psychiatric diagnosis and the danger of letting them determine who shall be free and who shall be subjected to involuntary confinement. Under current law, shaped by civil libertarian concerns about that danger, states generally have to show by, quote, clear and convincing evidence, unquote, that a candidate for commitment because of mental illness poses a danger to himself or others.
This would be after the mandatory 24 to 72 hour
right.
Observation
after
period.
The 72, correct. So yeah. Just on the say-so of somebody else, you can be involuntarily committed for up to 72 hours.
And they take all your guns and your right to defend yourself away from yourself.
Well, they take you and put you in a crazy ward for sure.
Right.
And then you're saying maybe after the fact they would do that?
Well, certainly during that time,
during
you're
it,
in
yeah.
the crazy ward. For
well,
sure.
They definitely would with the rise of what they want, you know, the red flag laws,
right.
Which is just the accusation. Being a threat.
I think that in order to take your guns, they'd probably have to have a court hearing in that case, Johnson, permanently to take your guns. But to keep you in the crazy ward after 72 hours, they generally have to go in front of a judge and then make their argument to prove their case that you are a danger to yourself or others. And
well,
so that's part of what the 72
California.
Hours is for. It's for observing your behavior. And that's,
right.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, in California, we see something very similar, where if you're charged with any sort of domestic violence, whether you're guilty or not, if your wife simply says you hit her, you receive a letter saying that you have 24 hours to sell every single weapon in your possession.
Wow.
And you have to present that to the court. You have to present the receipt showing that you sold it simply by the accusation.
That's crazy.
Get out of California.
Get out of California.
And essentially what they're arguing here is that this should be broader, not simply including domestic violence in California, but anything the government says
is a danger.
Yeah.
A belief in white supremacy or any other abhorrent ideology is not enough to meet the test of posing a danger to yourself or others, even though it might occasionally motivate murderous violence. The risks of going down that road should be obvious to anyone who values freedom of conscience and freedom of speech. There's more.
I don't know if I would want to agree. It seems like and there's probably a pretty strong connection between abhorrent ideology and it going down a road leading to murderous violence.
There are connections.
I don't know how blatant they are or how definitive they are. It could be possible there are peaceful white supremacists.
I would say most of them are, by the evidence.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE is in freedom.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die. In oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home,
at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. If you call quickly, you can still get in on the air with us. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria.
And Johnson.
And Ian.
And we've been talking about various news in regards to the mass shootings and what the Trump administration thinks, you know, a good solution would be. But who is the amplifier this week, Ian?
Excellent question. It's actually for today, because we do this every day. But Troy is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier, which means Troy is contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, which means that you can help us do this thing that we do in more places, like on more radio stations. We've got over 200 stations right now, coast to coast and beyond, throughout the week that air the show. We could have 300. It's possible. We can do more than that. It's just, it takes money. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes advertising, marketing, and promoting. And that's what the AMP program's about. Plus maybe spreading our, you know, footprint, if you will, on the internet as well. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can support the show as well. You can do it with PayPal, you can do it with credit card or Bitcoin BTC. It's amp.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about Donald Trump suggesting recently, with all the continuing shootings, that maybe it should be easier to put people into a crazy ward under involuntary psychiatric treatment conditions. And that's a pretty scary...
I've been involuntarily committed.
Have you?
I have.
Me
too. Or a suicide attempt.
Me too. Well, not mine wasn't a suicide attempt. Mine was going crazy.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, it was...
Well, they would say mine was too, then.
And was it?
No.
No, it was quite rational.
Absolutely.
In your mind?
Yeah.
Well, are you glad that you didn't do it? Are you glad you didn't kill yourself?
I'm neither glad nor unhappy.
Well, I'll say I'm glad.
There were some things that influenced your particular trip into craziness.
Yes, like lack of sleep for days.
Lack of sleep induced by...
By an acid trip where I decided that time didn't exist anymore and didn't need to sleep.
There you go.
So, yeah, kids, don't not go to sleep. It's very important for you to sleep. Anyway, yeah, so I just like to say, Arya, I'm glad that you're still here.
Thanks.
So
I appreciate
glad
that.
Glad you weren't able to kill yourself. And maybe if you hadn't been committed, maybe you would have.
True.
So
I don't think that's the case, but...
And I will say this, time is not real. It is just a construct, but you still need to
sleep. You still need to sleep.
You still need to sleep. Yeah.
Yep, I learned my lesson. Very, very hard lesson, but I did learn it. Anyway, going on here, so talking about what Reason.com has to say about this, and they say that while Trump seems to think it should be easier to lock people up and forcibly subject them to psychiatric treatment, the clear and convincing standard of proof is, according to the Supreme Court, required by the Fourth Amendment. The thing to be proven, however, varies from state to state, so there is some room for adjustment there. Under Florida's Baker Act, for example, the state has to show by clear and convincing evidence that there is a, quote, substantial likelihood, unquote, a candidate for commitment will, because of mental illness, quote, inflict serious bodily harm, unquote, on himself or others in the near future. Alabama, similarly, requires, quote, a real and present threat of substantial harm to self and or others. Massachusetts, by comparison, requires, quote, a substantial risk of physical harm, unquote, to self or others, without reference to timing. And New York's standard is similar.
Oh, those are scary standards.
Correct.
That could be, oh, well, you felt suicidal 6 years ago or whatever. You're going to be involuntarily committed.
When Trump says we should, quote, reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence, unquote, he may have in mind loosening the standards for commitment by reducing the requisite level of risk or imminence of harm. But that would not really better identify potential killers. It would just cast a wider net, ensnaring more harmless people as well as more people with, perhaps, more homicidal tendencies.
So the idea, I mean, if we want to do that, you know, if that's what the Trump administration wants to do, that involuntarily confine everyone and you will have the biggest net you need, right? That's usually what they're arguing.
Yeah.
Well, so is this,
yeah.
Right? They're like, okay, well, we're not finding enough of the crazy, dangerous people, so let's just cast a wider net to catch more people, and then, by definition, we'll catch more dangerous, crazy ones.
Well, of course, that doesn't really pan out, because the more people you put into this system, the more difficult it'll be to accurately assess them all, because
that's
you'll be
true.
Loaded with people to, you know, look at and question and put through whatever, you know, tests that they put them through. And, of course, that would be an excuse to grow those bureaucracies, right? Oh, well, we get more people coming into the state hospital, so now we need to build more wings and make this place larger so we can serve these customers.
I imagine the end result would be something like psychiatrists being in every public school throughout the country, you know, so that if they find someone who is disobedient to the established authorities, oh, look, we can get them now.
Let's put Johnny in the camp for the weekend.
Yeah, he'll love it. Let's go to the phones. We got David from New Mexico calling. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you're making the points that I was going to make. You can't have a system like that because the totalitarian governments have used the mental hospital thing, the allegations of being crazy, in order to lock up their opponents forever. The far left communist has done it, and the far right totalitarian fascist has done it. So you can't.
Well, then what do you
that.
Mean you can't do that? That's what they've done, so they could do it again.
What I'm saying is we can't allow it. We can't.
Okay.
We can't allow them to gain any ground on going back that direction because it endangers
right.
all of us. And they have used. They've already proved they powers that be when people get into power, whether they're left or right, they use that. And so we can't allow them to do that. And besides,
yeah, it's
there's
a scary
already,
idea because you know these guys. The only solution they have is to drug people up, right? So if they determine that something is wrong with you, you've got
right.
the wrong belief system. They will likely force drugs upon those people while they're in captivity.
They have a million things that they can do to block you. First of all, there's criminal law and there's civil law. And the reason that they want to make these kind of laws to lock people up involuntarily is because they don't want to have to come up with the evidence to a criminal standard in order to convict somebody in a criminal court in order to lock them up either in a mental institution or in a prison. And so what they do is they go on the civil side of law and they write a civil law that says that we're going to lock you up because you're crazy, or we're going to take your guns because you're crazy, or in my case, they disappeared my children 12 years ago. So here's a real example. Whether involuntary commitment for your mental state, or whether taking your guns under red flag laws, or separating you from your children, they will use they'll write civil law in order so that they don't have to meet a criminal standard in order to separate you from what they want to separate you from, whether that's liberty, meaning freedom, or if they want to separate you from your gun, or if they want to separate you. Yeah.
And good luck fighting it. If you can't afford a bevy of attorneys, you know, high dollar attorneys, good luck going up against these civil attacks.
Right. I'm living proof. I've been fighting for 12 years and the case is still alive. I'm still fighting and I still haven't been reunited with what belongs to me, nor my children with what belongs to them. So it's a, you know, it's a perfect example of what they can do to
already.
You and they will
what
do
they
it.
Can do now. Yeah. And they are
right.
doing now, and this will make this so much worse. Any kind
also,
of...
Also,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, one final point is, when they do it the way that they're proposing to civilly commit somebody or to civilly take their children away or civilly take their guns away as opposed to criminally, in a criminal situation, they have to come up with the evidence to prove their case before you're subject to their law. On the civil side, they subject you to the punishment before they ever make the case. And what that means is that it's arbitrary, it's capricious, and on a criminal side, you have a lot better chance of having an objective standard applied to you. It's still not good, but on the civil side, what you're doing is you're getting therapists in there to use their subjective opinion as opposed to an objective opinion or objective evidence. Yes, they'll say, well, we have objective psychological testing that we've done, and I would argue that even their psychological testing is not objective.
They're skewed. Yeah, for sure. Good call. Thanks for sharing that with us here tonight. For what it's worth, according to Reason, Columbia psychiatrist Michael Stone estimates that 1 in 5 mass murderers shows evidence of psychosis. That doesn't necessarily mean mental health specialists would have deemed them dangerous enough for commitment. Quote, over 30 years of commentary, judicial opinion, and scientific review argue that predictions of danger lack scientific rigor. So, you just can't really scientifically say anything about what somebody might do.
But we'll be able to in the future with all of the data mining going on. We will have AIs and algorithms that can scan through people's Facebook profiles and say, oh, this person is overwhelmingly likely to be a mass shooter. Let's involuntarily confine them now.
In fact, they even link to a story that talks about how psychiatrists are terrible at predicting violent behavior. So this is a pretty scary, box to open.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the show later in the full archives at freetalklive.com. Once more, that's freetalklive.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.